This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Dial toll free. Take control of your airwaves. Bring up anything that you want. A lot of people talking about gun control and the proposals that are on the table. One Supreme Court justice or former Supreme Court justice saying that end the Second Amendment, abolish the Second Amendment. And obviously that's got a lot of people who have opinions that they want to share up in an uproar, as they should be upset about that. And if it does come to pass that they actually do have the support of, what, three-quarters of the states, I think it would be, in order
three-fifths.
Three-fifths of the states to make such a change to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, then maybe that would finally be the kick in the butt that some of the states need to say, you know what, we've had it with this federal government. It is clear that they have gone too far this time, because, you know, you do have to wonder what it's going to take to motivate people to embrace the idea of secession. And there's certainly some people where gun control would be their line in the sand, I think.
Or just a collapse. A lot of pain and suffering, a lot of trials and tribulations, or maybe California is a big pusher of this event. Maybe if Northern and Western California separate, you know, maybe let Western California do what they want.
Absolutely. There actually is a proposal to have the North and East wind up separating from the coast.
I think it's a grand idea. I think it's a grand concept. Let them do it, and let's see what happens. And the feds, maybe they'll stay out of the way, but they probably won't. They probably want to get involved.
Well,
and maybe while they're all busy over there in the West.
The feds would have to get involved, because this new California thing would want to be a new state in the U.S.
That's right.
But then which also requires congressional approval.
And there's also the California secessionists who want to have California break away and be its own country. And then there's also the state of Jefferson people, which is the Northern California side, that want to break away and make their own state.
Yes.
So there's at least a few different secessionist movements within California.
Yeah, and actually I wasn't referring to the Jefferson split where they want to be a state and stay within the Union. I was referring to a whole nother country, which is where I want to go. Which the feds are not going to allow.
There's also the proposal for New California, that is the inland and the northern counties.
Right, the red zones, basically.
That they want to become a new state in the U.S. that would require congressional approval, and that's separate from the state of Jefferson, which is just the northern part.
And arguably, in order to secede, they would supposedly have to get congressional approval for that, although I don't think that you should. I think that you should just say, see ya, and leave.
The concept is so ridiculous to me.
To ask permission to leave?
It's like you're in an abusive relationship.
Totally,
yes. You've been beat on for the last 200 years,
right,
and you have to ask permission from your abuser to leave the relationship.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
It's ridiculous.
He's going to let that happen.
Yeah, exactly. Or she, or it could be vice versa. And people are all right with this, and I see them every day, and I work with them, and I travel with them, and it's like,
if you try to leave, then Abe Lincoln's going to invade.
Yeah, exactly. What are you? One of them slave-owning Southerners talking about secession all the time? It's like, no,
Abe Lincoln's going to invade again.
But you know what? I was talking about the trials and tribulations. It's all about the tariffs. It's all about the taxes. It's all about the beat down that we're getting. And that's what all of these revolutions and these civil wars have sprung up from.
Well,
is from the beat down. And people are not, they can only take so much. And you got these dumb millennials who are feeling the brunt of all of these, the last 80 years of the boomers just making these oddball legislations, living the life, getting the American dream, and the millennials aren't going to get any of it. They aren't going to get the Social Security, they're not going to get the Medicare, they're not going to get any of it.
They're still holding on.
They're going to feel
it. Still into the government.
They want the government to take their guns away. They want Hitler to take their guns from them.
It's crazy.
It's odd to me.
But, you know, at the same time, even within the libertarian movement, you've got people like Mark, who's one of the co-hosts on this show, who argues that if you secede, then the Trump's going to put on tariffs and they're going to lock down the borders, and that life would be even more
difficult. I thought Mark last night was advocating for locking down the borders because we can't let them college students vote or
something like that. Yeah.
He's thinking we're going to become the next North Korea or Iran.
Well, no, I mean, the theory is from the people who want you to be afraid of secession, the libertarians, supposedly, who want you to be afraid of secession is, well, but at least now you can cross the border into the other states without having to go through a search, and they don't have tariffs that they're, attaching to us. They're not going to block our port. I mean, so there's all kinds of fear about what the federal government would do in response to a state like New Hampshire, for instance, seceding.
Well, don't go to the other states. Stay in our state.
But, and this is the same thing of I'm afraid to leave my abusive husband because he might chase after me, he might stalk me, he might kidnap me.
He's going to find my new boyfriend.
Right, he might abuse me or whatever. He'll stalk me at work, and there's all kinds of fear. And if we stay in that state of fear about, well, these are the reasons why we shouldn't secede, we're never going to really get to find out what will happen, because the reality is, we do have the ability to communicate today. We do have the ability to get the word out about what's happening. It's not like a secession would happen in a silence or a vacuum. People would be able to see how the federal government would treat one of its former states. And if indeed they want to take things up to an extreme level of blockading a port or something like that, that's horrible. But, we'd have to cross that bridge when we came to it. I don't think the fears about what might happen should stop people from getting behind a good idea. Otherwise,
right,
in a much safer idea, and a much more free option.
Well, unless they drop a nuke on New Hampshire, right, or roll in tanks.
And that's why I've always said I would rather, New Hampshire's, you think we'd be doing a lot of these, passing a lot of this legislation early on, like legalization of weed or decriminalization or whatever, and we always seem to be last.
Just on that topic.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel the same with secession. I want Texas to do it first.
Just because they're bigger.
They're huge. Yeah, I want the feds to deal with them. And while they're off
doing
their thing.
But while it's Trump time, the Texas isn't going to secede.
Well, maybe California then.
Yeah.
Maybe liberal California. And while the feds are dealing with them,
we could just
kind of sneak off.
Sneak off into the night.
And I've always said we can kind of group up with Vermont, but today with their gun legislation that they're trying to pass, man,
We need to get a secessionist to run for governor in New Hampshire. Now, I mean, I did it when I was running as the Democrat candidate for the last couple of years. But now that we actually have libertarians who can run for state office
the first year
in 20-something years. So essentially, it's the first time in our history here where that can happen. So we're looking to run as many libertarian candidates as possible. But I don't know how many of them are secessionists. I would love to know what the breakdown is.
Love their abusive husband.
What was the stat? Some kind of secession plank that got added to the libertarian platform or voted on last year, Daryl? I vaguely recall there was some kind of.
So we do have an independence plank in the platform.
That's new,
It got added last year.
Now, wasn't that the executive committee that added it, or was it the full-on
that was
party?
Adopted at convention. The executive committee did vote on a resolution supporting peaceful secession.
Okay.
And that was before the plank got added to the platform.
And the independence plank is basically what? What is the
Well, if you give me a second,
summary.
I can
pull
it up, because I don't remember the exact wording.
Meanwhile, we'll go to Otis. He's in New York. Otis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. How's it going, everybody?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead, Otis.
Good to see you guys, Ian. Good to see you, man. I called in yesterday with my grandmother, so I didn't get to talk too much. But, I really enjoyed the show yesterday and the way you handled Mark. Guy was really not making much sense.
He was being a whiny bitch.
I've been hearing a lot of chat about this supposed conversation that went last night. So now,
it got heated. It definitely got heated in here. I was not happy with Mark.
It was hot, and I'm just wondering, Mark, why you didn't change shirts, though? You're wearing the same shirt
Mark's
as yesterday.
Mark's not here, dude. Mark's
I'm
not
sorry,
here.
Sorry, not Mark. Ian. I'm sorry, Ian. Ian. Ian,
I'm lazy.
Oh, he has like
I'm lazy.
He has
man.
Three of those. That's
no,
his
I don't.
Coat.
He's got one that's blackened.
Please.
He's got one that's black and blue.
Thanks for the call.
And one that looks just like it that's white and gold, and you can't tell them apart.
That's an internet thing.
That is an internet
joke. But no, I do wear the same shirt multiple days in a row just because I'm lazy, man. I mean, I'm not out running a marathon like Daryl is, so I don't...
It's your Find Waldo shirt. Find Ian.
Yeah, right. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It's cold in New Hampshire, man.
It's getting warmer, but it's still cold.
I'm more likely to change clothes more often during the summertime, you know, when it's a little warm, you're doing a little more sweating, that kind of thing.
Sweating to the oldies.
Yeah, and plus, if I don't change shirts that often, I don't have to do laundry that often. Again, just pure laziness. We're coming up.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll free here. 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. If you want to Skype into the show, Skype username here is LRN.FM. And joining you in the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Coming up in the summertime, actually about 3 months from now, a little less than 3 months from now, it's ForkFest 2018 happening at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, June 14th through the 18th. Why is it called ForkFest?
Yeah. Because it is a fork of other festivals that have happened in the summer in the campground there at Rogers.
Fork meaning like a split, a schism, a new direction, a different direction than the other festival might have gone in. And so this is a decentralized direction rather than having an organizer. There is no organizer. There's just basically a group of people who decided together, let's call it this thing, let's do it these days, and that's pretty much the only kind of consensus there has been, and there's probably not even a consensus on that. There's probably people who are going to come there earlier. There's probably people who are going to come there, you know, in a lesser amount of time, and others who will call it something else. Like last year, it was called Somalia Fest.
And also Shire Fest, and Secession Fest,
Paxton
and
Fest,
Ian Freeman
I think
Fest.
I don't know anyone who called it that one.
Shire Dude,
I think,
one time when he may or may not have been high.
So
allegedly,
you go to ForkFest, you're going to find
ever sober?
Whatever it is that people want to create for you to experience, or you create for others to experience, because if nobody creates anything for anyone else to experience, it's just camping in the woods with some libertarians, which is fine on its own volition. But last year we had a couple of parties. There was the rave that was thrown in the dome tent that Ernie from Declare Your Independence put up. So maybe that'll happen again, but that hasn't been announced this time around. This time around, Daryl, you've announced some sporting events.
Yes.
That you're going to be hosting, including a beer mile.
Yes.
That will be happening.
Beer Mile is an official, like, there are official rules for Beer Mile. This is not something that I came up with, to where beer is defined in the rules, and if you don't finish the beer and hold the can upside down over top of your head to show that it is empty, then you have to do an extra lap. You cannot pre-open the beers before you run any of the laps.
Okay. So there's like a beer table. You're running a lap that's a quarter mile, basically,
yes.
Right? Okay, so now have you mapped out where the quarter mile is at Rogers?
I know roughly where it's going to be.
Okay. Because, you did some running while you were there last year.
Yes.
Got that all figured out. In addition, one of our former co-hosts, Jay Noon, is getting married. That's going to be happening during ForkFest. And whatever else you come up with. I know you're throwing a party, Daryl.
There will be a party at some point.
And so those are some of the things that are being put together. There's a forum where you can go and you can discuss what's happening with other people who are intending to attend. There's chat rooms on our Discord chat if you want to get into live chats with people. I haven't really seen too much chatter there so far. But the forum, I think, is probably the most organized way of discussing things. So if there's a thing you want to create your own thread about that, and then you can discuss that thing on that thread. If you want to link to the forum, just go to forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. And again, once again, it's at Rogers Campground. It's June 14th through the 18th. If you want to go to this, remember, there's no organization, there's no group of people in charge, so you don't have to buy a ticket. There is no ticket. If somebody tries to charge you for a ticket to ForkFest, they might be trying to scam you, because as far as I'm concerned, there is no such thing. What are they going to provide you for that ticket? I don't know. I guess if you've got something on your campsite that's worth paying a ticket or an admission for, then you could get people out of your campsite, like a sex dome or something like that, right? Like,
I'm just wondering if somebody's going to come up with an ICO, an initial camping offering. An ICO for ForkFest.
You know, I haven't been to one of these alternate events. I've only been to the regular ForkFest event. And there's this idea that the libertarians are just all stuffy and they're all studying and they're reading their books and talking about politics. And I've seen some pretty nice parties. Whether it be dudes doing drum circles around the fire, or whether it be the big gay owl or whatever it is.
Big gay dance party.
Big gay dance party. Or
which was retired in 2015.
Big gay owl. That sounds like something that Alex Jones would warn you about. And it's turning the frogs gay. They're turning the owls gay.
But, I mean, so how do
the bald eagles are humping you.
How do these alternate How have these alternate events turned out as far as the party atmosphere?
Well, this is new. I mean, ForkFest started last year. It was Somalia Fest and Shire Fest and whatever else people wanted to call it. It was the several days in front of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is that centralized, organized, you know, camping festival that's been going on for a long time. The parties that you're talking about happened at ForkFest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, in the past.
After hours.
Whenever it was, and some, I guess, were during the day, but regardless, that was an event that at one time attracted as many as 1,700 attendees. I would say last year's ForkFest probably didn't have more than a couple dozen people. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, last year was the very first year of this decentralized camping event. I'm expecting that we might see more than a couple dozen, but it may not be more than a couple more dozen. I don't know what's realistic. I know that this year, some of the differences between last year and this year is that last year was like, people were like, let's do this before ForkFest. And it was sort of this last minute
and nobody
thing.
Really knew anything, and yeah. There was a website that didn't really say anything.
Right.
And now this year we're having a beer run.
Now
so
there's more being announced in advance this year. There's more promotion in advance this year.
Right.
Of course, there's no way to really measure any kind of success because there's no ticket sales, but we could ask Rogers, hey, are the sales up or down this time period compared to last time period?
We're going to have an ICO that launches at the beginning
maybe
of ForkFest.
It's probably not a bad idea. Is the ICO craze still going?
Oh, it's still going. And there was actually a headline from news.bitcoin.com earlier today that 80% of ICOs are outright scams.
Yeah.
Only 8% ever wind up getting their token listed on any exchange at all.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Which leads me to believe that, well, it's actually 92% of ICOs that never actually do anything.
And you're referring to cryptocurrency initial coin offerings,
right.
Which is a whole other thing. But that does sort of bring us back to ForkFest. Meaning that forking could also have to do with cryptocurrency as well.
Yes.
So it could be a crypto. I mean, no doubt it'll be a pro-crypto event with a lot of people who are attending likely also to be cryptocurrency users. In fact, it was at ForkFest last year where AnyPay, which is the new competitor to BitPay, one of the merchant services programs for cryptocurrency acceptance, that started at ForkFest last year. So we're looking forward to it this year. I think that it's going to be better promoted this time around. I'm looking to talk to Dave Ridley about getting Ridley Report to do some promotions for ForkFest, because I've been a long time a sponsor of RidleyReport.com and the Dave Ridley videos that he does. I mean, apparently he told me I'm his longest running sponsor now, so that's cool. It's cool to be in that position. So we've got Free Talk Live ads and Free Keen ads and Shire Society ads that run there. So I'm thinking about just flipping all those ads to promote ForkFest for the next 3 months. So we're probably going to see more promotions of this happening as we work up to it. And again, we'll see what other people want to create. Maybe there's going to be somebody who wants to put on speeches. Maybe somebody wants to show a movie in a tent or something like that, you know, get a projector out and rent a tent or put up a tent. I don't know. There's different options. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm excited to see what people come up with personally.
3 more months.
Yeah,
figure it
exactly.
Out.
Less than that. So go to ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. And that's where you can learn more and link over to the various different community rooms like chat rooms and the forum. All right, we got more coming up here. You can join us more on this internet regulation, plus your calls and thoughts. Certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. You can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Carlin.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. You can also call on Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Or jump in the Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm, where we've actually had a few different calls coming into the Discord, and most of the time, people sound good on Discord. I dare say Discord, on average, sounds better than Skype, and Skype has been better than the phone, so Discord, I think there's the... Daryl, you're looking suspicious on that statement.
I think
the codec... The sound quality is better, yeah. But they're all internet trolls, so not I would not say overall it's better.
I would say the crispness is there, but the... I'm thinking of Twitch. There's a little bit of a hollowness.
Well, the Twitch callers have called from the Discord chat. I mean, that is definitely true.
And the Twitch callers are trolls.
But they also call on the regular call-in lines. I'm only talking about the quality, not the quality of the audio, not the quality of the call.
Right. That's why I had the confused look on my face. Audio, because the calls...
Quality. Yeah.
The content of the calls is not necessarily quality.
They've gotten better, though. I mean, I got to hand it to them. You know, they were saying the F word and the N word, and we had to drop them. And we said, look, try to get a little more creative. A little bit, you know, bring a character caller on.
They've come up definitely with some, gotten more creative,
cook up,
but
cook up
they're
something
still trolls.
More creative. It's okay. I mean, it doesn't bother me to have trolls call the show. I'm fine with that.
You might even get your soundbite cut, so we listen to you on a regular basis.
Yeah, actually, I did. One of them, I think it was Otis's call the other night. I marked that one for a promo. It was hilarious.
Oh, the guy that gave his passwords?
Yeah. Yeah, it was hilarious. So, you know, sometimes they're pretty creative. But, you know, you got to fail a few times before you're going to get to a good one.
Well, right? That's the evolution of a good character. You got to start somewhere, and you build on it, and before you know it, you're calling in every night.
So check out the Discord chat. You can get interactive there with other Free Talk Live listeners, some of the very callers who you've heard on this show, not just the newer ones, but some of the old ones, like Gene the Christian Anarchist. He's used Discord to call in before, and it sounds pretty great. So go to discord.lrn.fm. Sometimes people in the Discord, they're chatting during the show, but then afterwards they'll actually go into one of the voice chat rooms when the show's over, and they'll have like a group voice chat where they talk about all kinds of different things. So it's a way to get interactive with other listeners of Free Talk Live and other shows as well, because it's also the LRN.FM Discord, so there's a Call to Freedom room in there, and several other categories like gaming, cryptocurrency. There's a ForkFest room in there as well. So go and check it out at discord.lrn.fm. There's apps available for pretty much any operating system you might be using. It's super easy to use, discord.lrn.fm. All right, Daryl, so in the last hour you brought up this cloud act, which originally had failed when they tried to do it by itself, so they brought it back in under the cover of darkness in the midst of the $1.3 trillion omnibus spending package that Trump signed.
To say that it failed on its own is not accurate. It never was able to be brought up as its own standalone thing.
Okay.
Senators Ron Wyden and Rand Paul attempted to have individual hearings and votes on the Cloud Act, but that request was denied. One thing that should be scary is that Microsoft praised the bill with Microsoft President Brad Smith saying it creates a modern legal framework for how law enforcement agencies can access data across borders.
Awful.
The EFF, however, standing on the side of freedom and privacy here.
Usually they do.
Usually. Every now and then they'll come up with something to where it's like, wait, what were they thinking? They said that... let me see here.
The EFF, the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
Right. No, I
was... I know, you were trying to find your place. Go ahead.
Well, no, not only that, I was reading the sentence out of order, and then it wasn't going to sound right. The EFF says people's private emails, social media charts, or social media chats, and other online communications will be open to foreign law enforcement without a warrant and with very few restrictions on using and sharing information.
Mm-hmm.
They say the bill allows the U.S. to bypass privacy laws on U.S. soil.
Look, why don't you guys just trust the government? They're looking out for you.
That's right.
They're just trying to keep you safe from terrorists and drug dealers and other
by creating terrorists and drug dealers.
Well, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet.
I mean,
but you don't have to create terrorists and drug dealers to then protect me from terrorists and drug dealers that didn't exist before you created them.
I mean, when they were selling those weapons to the Mexican cartels, Daryl, I mean, it was only so they could get in and get the information to better protect us. I mean, it was all part of the game.
Now, wait, are you really saying that the government having access to more information is going to create terrorists and drug dealers? That doesn't make any sense, Daryl.
Well, you said they protect us from terrorists and drug
dealers.
That's
what they're trying to do. That's and why I need access to all of your emails. Because you could be a terrorist drug dealer.
Oh, yeah, and we're just thinking about the outside terrorists. What about all these young children who are being brought up to bomb schools and shoot up kids?
Oh, you mean the people that the FBI winds up
the domestic terrorists
coercing into doing things so that they can then say, look, we foiled a plot.
So you're saying you support terrorism. That's what you're saying. You support drug dealing.
Well, I don't have a problem with people selling drugs to people, but I'm not a fan of terrorists.
Right. Well, if you're against us, then you're in favor of the terrorists. what George Bush said.
George Bush said a lot of things.
Trump probably would agree.
He was either
Barack Obama.
He was either a complete idiot or a very sneaky evil genius, Bush he was. Which do you think? Because he's the painter now. He's living on his ranch, and he's painting it up. And
you know who else was a painter? Hitler. Oh, nice. All right, let's go to the phones, to your calls and thoughts. Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. Y'all asked me what taxes I don't like, but I love gasoline, cigarette, alcohol and sugar taxes, because I hate cars, drunk drivers, soda pops, and cigarettes.
Okay, so is there a tax that you don't like?
Well, yes, I don't. I'm against the grocery tax.
Okay.
I get those two very confused. But
okay. You do realize that the gas tax is directly involved with the produce that you buy at the store. So that when the gas tax goes up, your milk is going to go up as well. So if you want cheaper milk, you
and
should
all
also
the fruits
be against
and everything.
Everything in the store, in the grocery store, you should be against the gas tax.
So, Codan, can you explain to Sarah why her produce goes up when the gas tax increases?
I think I just did. The gas tax goes up. The drivers,
I got to pay more to get there.
Who are delivering your food to from grocery store to from distributor to grocery store, now it costs more.
Some amount of every, you know, banana or every apple or whatever it is that you buy, some portion of that price is the gasoline that it took to get that product there.
And this is exactly why this silly tariff tax that many of the people here are listening are in favor of, it's surprisingly.
The Trumper tariffs?
The Trumper tariffs. Is going to directly...
But he's going to make America great.
No, it's going to rise the prices of steel, and it's going to go to rise the prices of your televisions.
So
and,
what you're saying, Sarah,
washing
is
machines.
You're in favor of Trump taxes, Trump tariffs?
Well, the thing is, you know, the grocery tax does not really apply, like, the price of the food. You guys are just talking about the price of the food, like... 10 cents gas going up.
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather? I mean, if you care about poor people, you want them to have cheaper food, right? Because if it costs you $100 to go shopping at the grocery store, but if we got rid of the gas tax, it would only cost you $90 or $80 or something like that. I mean, I'm exaggerating. I don't know what the actual impact would be. But if it costs less, even if it's $5 or $10 less to buy a a box of groceries or something like that, that's good for poor people, isn't it?
Oh, you know, that's not as important as, like,
so you're saying you hate the poor.
Driving around needlessly and running people over.
I see. So you've got your priorities. So the people driving around
needlessly. She's got a cue card that she's reading from, Ian.
All those people needlessly driving around, you got a problem with them. Everybody else who's actually trying to actually get products and services from one place to another, well, screw them just because they're driving too. Thanks for the call tonight. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never... never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial. Toll free, you can bring up what you want in these remaining moments. We've got enough time for you at 855 450 free, like Free Talk, or like Free Talk Live. Like Free Talk. I was just reading this headline here at Drudge Report. South Park creators come out. We're Republicans.
I saw that.
I thought these guys were supposed to be libertarians.
There's a bunch of people that are supposed to be libertarians that are Republicans.
You know, I'm
why
sorry.
Are you surprised?
You know, when I first, before I knew what a libertarian even was, I always used to claim that I was a South Park Republican.
It even says here in the story.
That was 15 years ago.
Breitbart.
These guys are not Republicans.
Well, let me give you the story here. Since we talked about the privacy thing and the government's going to screw your privacy and
we were done with that.
Yeah, so you know, you want to protect your privacy, then you got to take efforts and probably should get the Signal app for your phone. That will help a little bit. And then PGP, of course, is a good way to ensure private communications as much as you possibly can. But
right.
Of course, if they're logging your keystrokes, then you're screwed. So
right.
You know, you pretty much, if they want to get you, they're going to get you. South Park creators Matt Stone and Trey Parker reportedly stunned a liberal Hollywood crowd this week after revealing they're proud Republicans. After receiving a Freedom Award from Norman Lear's left-wing organization, People for the American Way Foundation, the pair apparently revealed their true political persuasion. Quote, Trey Parker and Matt Stone of At South Park asked me to introduce them when they received a Freedom Award from Norman Lear's organization. This wrote, written by Larry Elder, who is also somebody who at one time had claimed to be a libertarian. He's a talk show host.
Now. Yeah, and he also was the moderator of a presidential debate on C-SPAN at the Libertarian Convention.
And you were less than impressed with his credits as a libertarian.
Yeah, all of his questions were like, I'm an absolute dum-dum, I don't know freedom.
After they graciously accepted, they said, "We're Republicans." Nervous laughter. They repeated, "No, seriously, we're Republicans." This is, again, a quote from Larry Elder. The foundation, whose opening website message calls on people to, quote, defeat Trump and the right wing in 2018, unquote, describes itself as a progressive advocacy organization founded to fight right-wing extremism. South Park, meanwhile, has for years ruthlessly mocked aspects of both the left and right of American politics and has recently focused on belittling aspects of political correctness and left-wing campus culture, such as safe spaces and trigger warnings. However, Trey Parker said last year that unlike many comedy shows, South Park would move away from jokes about President Trump as they had gotten boring. Although not overtly political, the pair have long described themselves as libertarians, but have claimed that what they really dislike are the excesses of both political extremes. Quote, "What we're sick of, and it's getting even worse, is you either like Michael Moore or you want to effing go overseas and shoot Iraqis," unquote. Parker was quoted as saying in 2004. Another quote, "Basically, if you think Michael Moore is full of S, then you're super Christian right wing whatever. And we're both just pretty middle ground guys. We find just as many things to rip on the left as we do on the right. People on the far left and the far right are the exact same person to us," unquote. So were they just trolling?
They were absolutely trolling.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen any South Park episode, they are not one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
They are just what he said. Repubs and Dems are two sides of the same coin to them.
Right, but and there are a bunch of people that claim to be libertarians that are in the Republican Party. Because they believe that Republicans somehow equals libertarian because Barry Goldwater said something.
Yes, some of them want to get elected, and some of them just don't know what it really is. Who is the blonde crier baby? Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
He said he was a libertarian one time. Bill Maher said he was a libertarian.
Yeah.
Both of these guys are not libertarians.
Not libertarians.
They just don't know what it really means.
Well, it does have that allure of we're something different. We want to position ourselves as not like the other guys, even though they're really pretty much like the other guys.
Right.
But, you know, kudos to Glenn Beck at the very least for doing things like putting Penn Jillette on his show. So, yeah. I mean, Glenn Beck isn't as bad as he used to
be. Yeah, he has probably grown over the years because of Penn.
Right. Because of his influence.
Get on a show and telling him what is.
Yeah.
And, hey, if you want to do something, maybe you should talk to your neighbor about doing it voluntarily and not getting government involved to force your neighbor to do what you want.
I think that's true about Glenn Beck. I mean, I don't know the guy personally. I don't think I've ever even met him. He's been at some of the talk show conventions that we've been to over the years, but he's usually there as like one of those speakers that they sort of, you know, bus in or, you know, bring a limo in. He gets out, gives his speech, and then gets back in the limo after, you know, shaking a few hands. He doesn't stay and hang out for the convention or anything like that. So he's, you know, too important for that kind of thing.
And as far as them supporting Trump or something like that, or maybe not doing any more of it, they chose Mr. Garrison to act as their Trump.
Now, this is their teacher character.
The teacher who was completely messed up. He's mm-hmm. you know, he's the let's go kill everyone, and you know
he's saying the things that Trump would say. He's just not.
Correct. And
he humped the Canadian president to death.
Mr. Garrison is
a
very controversial character.
The Canadians have a president, not a prime minister.
Okay.
There was also a wall on the Canadian border to keep the Americans out.
But I mean, but they are not holding back. I mean, they're really
they've always seemed to skewer everybody.
Now, but I can see that the joke is getting old, and let's move on to new content. And Trump and Garrison are getting old, and so let's do something new.
Right. I mean, South Park's one of the longest running animated series. I mean, the only thing that tops it
besides
is Simpsons.
Right.
Yeah. Simpsons, I think, maybe has close to a decade on top of South Park. But I think they came out late '90s. Mid to late 90s. Yeah. Simpsons was 89, I believe
And by the way, segue, game of the month.
Yeah, let's hear Conan, since we're talking pop
You're playing
culture
games
here.
On Segways?
Well, I'm not.
You heard that the guy dangerous. That created the Segway died falling off of a cliff on his Segway. That.
Really?
Correct.
Real?
The creator, as opposed to the guy who is here in New Hampshire, who is actually still doing business. He's trying to do.
I thought the creator was in New Hampshire. No?
No, he's the.
Michael Comp.
He's the manufacturer. The actual creator, yeah, he went off the cliff.
Wow. Was he drinking and segwaying?
Maybe. It was a cliff. But so I can't do game reviews like Johnny Ray does, like every single week, because I just don't play that.
We hardly ever get Johnny Ray to do his game
or Mark. He probably plays a lot of games.
We forget about it half the time. And most of the time with Johnny Ray, it's the same game because he gets into one game and just plays.
Well, that's the thing. So I've been playing basically two game apps.
You're one of those
for the last
guys.
2 years. In fact, my number one game, the one that I'm actually in a guild, it's Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes.
So they have guilds for phone games?
Bro, this game is huge. It is very well done. It is
What's
very
the game?
Well done. It's Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes.
And it's a phone game.
I don't play it on my phone. I play it on an 8-inch tablet.
Okay.
And I also have some emulators on my computer so that if I'm at my computer, I could play it. It takes a little longer to load up.
You can emulate the phone game on a computer.
It's an Android emulator.
Yeah.
But that is not the game that I'm recommending tonight because it is already 2.5 years in the making. If you wanted to start playing it right now, you would actually have to spend money to get anywhere.
Because you're fighting against all these other powered-up characters?
These whales. They're called whales.
See, I thought there's some games that'll, like, match you up against people who are noobs. Like, if you're a noob, you'd get matched up against the noobs. You're saying in this game you're just thrown right into the rink with the badasses.
You just can't do anything. Yeah, you have to. There's no way to work up unless you start forking out the money. The game I'm recommending that is still fresh and still young and that new players, noobs, can actually get into is South Park's Phone Destroyer.
Oh, okay.
Now it's a real time strategy game. It's a card game. So you actually collect cards, you collect characters. Now, when you're actually doing battle, PvP battle, player versus player battle with your opponents, you're actually throwing your cards down live. So it's not like Hearthstone
or Magic.
It's not. When you throw your cards down, they're live. So you have to throw them down strategically, and they start moving around and they're killing each other. Whereas Hearthstone or Magic, your cards sit there until you destroy them. It's turn-based.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas this is live action.
Oh, interesting. A card game that doesn't have turns?
Well, it's action or energy-based, so you can't just throw down 10 of your cards. Yeah. You're spending
a certain amount of energy, and then you gain that back somehow?
Over time, yes. Mm-hmm.
And so it's the South Park characters.
It's the South Park characters. You've got your basic characters. All the Cartmans are the tanks.
Yeah.
All of the Kennys are assassins. All the Butters are assassins.
Yeah.
So you got different categories of characters. You have different classes. So you have your fantasy. You have your sci-fi, and you can go through the first person stage, and you can open up cards. The best way, of course, to open up cards is through PvP, and then you build your cards.
And this is one of the ways they'll encourage people to pay, right? Is you can pay to buy new cards
to open up packs.
Right.
It's just like Magic.
You can either earn, or you can earn through playing, or you can just straight up buy them.
And you could be like me, and you can never, ever, ever,
never pay.
Pay.
Right. But you're having fun.
I'm having a lot of fun. It's a good game.
It's called what? Phone Destroyer.
South Park's Phone Destroyer.
Thanks for the recommendation, Conan. We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online. In the meantime, head on over to freetalklive.com. You want to give out your username so people can challenge you? Is that possible?
Masauna, M-E-S-A-N-A-U-N-A.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird, but if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.